I was used to being in a male-dominated environment because on my university course, we were probably 10% of the course were female. I don't feel that I was treated any differently. I think it's only as I go further through my career and after 10 years' experience, I look ahead of me and there are very few, maybe only one or two female role models in the whole company that I start to feel that maybe it is a little bit different being a female engineer. I think it's a somewhat self-selecting person that goes into engineering. It's somebody that wants to work with other people, and so I found all the teams that I've worked with have communicated well and we've all got on with it, really.
You've worked in Italy, haven't you, at the factories over there, or was it just one factory you worked at?
Where I worked was the main engineering design headquarters, and I was based there, but there were other sites that were nearby, so I would visit the customer support people who were 20 minutes down the road. In Italy, in general, people with engineering degrees don't finish till they're maybe 27 or 28 years old. So I found it quite difficult at the beginning to get anyone to trust me to be competent enough to do anything because they see you as a school-age person. I had to make a lot more effort to build up personal trust relationships. Also, my Italian was non-existent, so I used to have to go to people's desk and talk to them to wave my arms and make myself understood because I was too nervous to pick up the telephone. But that was good because then you actually built up some trust and then people started to give you things to do. They were always polite but just didn't really want to trust you with things. And that changed over a period of about a year or so as the language skills picked up as well.